Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Dress Day. It's also National Oreo Cookie Day, National Frozen Food Day, and National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. So all of you should go. It's also National Dentist Day, but who enjoys going to the dentist? Why should... I don't know. I may have some dentist listeners. I don't know. If you're a dentist listener, call in 479-221-9393. And I will appropriately celebrate you. But most of us don't enjoy going to the dentist. And I haven't been in quite a while. But I used to go all the time because I had braces. And so, I mean, I guess it's orthodontist. Maybe orthodontist. I don't even know if orthodontists still exist. I'm 45 years old. When I went to the orthodontist, I was between the ages of, let's say, 12 and 15. Maybe even longer. I had them on for a long time. And, I don't even know. I mean, I assume they exist, but everyone now uses those Invisalign or whatever that you order online. I don't even know if you go to an orthodontist anymore. I do have a metal bar in my mouth from my orthodontics. And I think I was supposed to get it removed at some point, but I never went back. After I got my braces off, that was it. Like, I never went back. And who knows? I mean, one day maybe I'll wish that I had gotten the metal bar removed. I'm not really sure. But there you go. National Dentist Day. If you are going to the dentist, a good thing to do beforehand is eat a sleeve of Oreo cookies. Do they still come in sleeves? I don't think so. I heard somebody the other day calling it a sleeve of Oreos. I think they're just in a package now. No sleeve. But who knows? Who knows? All right, well, let's check our contact as we normally do. Let's see. I already read one from Joe. And wait a minute. Joe in Dallas sent me a link to Instagram. I don't even know if this will open in my browser. Oh, it says, crap. It says, I thought, is there audio? I'm not getting the, I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared. Hold on.
One of the worst things.
Oh, wait.
Because you, oftentimes.
I can't rewind it. Let's load it again. You can't rewind. Crap.
Worst things, because you oftentimes try to get people to.
Okay.
One of the worst things, because you often.
You guys, reels are not made for podcasts, because as soon as I click it, it starts playing, but it's playing in mute mode. And I have to unmute it, but by the time I unmuted it, he already started talking. It's something about being a people pleaser. Let's just start from there.
Times try to get people to like you that you don't even like. And it sticks with you your whole life.
Yes.
I think every American is afraid of being in a mass shooting. I'm specifically afraid of being the guy that accidentally lets the shooter into the building. All it would take is a guy going, "Hey, door's locked." That's it. I'd be like, "Oh, I got you." Yeah. 5 minutes later, it's like, I'm like, "I'm sorry. I thought he worked here." If you're a
That resonates. Although, you know, I am working on that with my therapist, so we'll see. Maybe here is the dilemma about being a people pleaser and wanting to stop being a people pleaser. Is what do you become when you're not a people pleaser? Do you become a complete jerk? A complete selfish jerk? who just never does anything that anybody else wants because you're not going to be a... It is very confusing for someone who is a people pleaser to figure out when you're supposed to, at least for me, if there are any other people pleasers that listen to me, because it seems like everyone else in my circle, none of them are people pleasers. It's just me. It's just me. If there is a listener that is a people pleaser, you should text me, call in, whatever you want to do, and tell me, like, you know, how do you know? And do you have the same dilemma? Like, well, if I'm not a people pleaser, how do I judge whether I should be doing something or I should not be doing something? And whether it's selfishness or, oh, it's so confusing. It is so confusing. Anyway, thank you for the text, Joe. Anybody can text 479-221-9393, including Scott in Northern California. I do get your texts as well. I believe we did receive a voicemail, so let's go ahead and have a listen to that as well.
Adam, this is Dennis from Falls Church, Virginia.
Hey, Dennis.
You wanted my date of birth and my social security number, so here they are. Haha, just kidding. I so enjoy your podcast, and I just love now that I can lay in bed and listen to you at night and fall asleep to your voice. I know that sounds kind of weird for me to tell you that.
Yeah, why is it always laying in bed?
Anyways, I just wanted to call and say hi and give you my social security number.
I appreciate
it. And my phone number. Okay. Anyways, hope you had a great day. It is Monday night and I just got in from the office. And I look forward to going to bed tonight and listening to you. Goodbye.
Oh, Dennis, you have an office job. What do you do in your office? And have you ever hooked up with anyone under your desk or in the bathroom? I don't know why I'm asking that. That's the old Adam just sneaking out. Well, when I say the old Adam, the Adam and Maddie show years, just sneaking out. What did you do anything under your desk, Dennis? You naughty boy. Well, thanks for the call, Dennis. I appreciate it. I'll make sure, I think I've already added your name to the, no, I didn't. So I'll make sure I add your number to the list so that I can make sure the next time you text or call, I already know who it is magically. Like I was saying, this phone service that I use does have caller ID, but I'm not going to use that because A, they charge for it and I don't want to pay extra, but B, I don't want to, if someone doesn't want me to know their name, that is completely fine. I mean, I would like for you to at least give me a nickname, something, you know, you can say you're Taylor the Latte Boy if you want, whatever, but I want something to call you. But if you don't want me to know your real name, that's perfectly fine. There are a lot of times in doing this podcast that I think, if only I had not used my real name, that person wouldn't have emailed my stepfather and given them the link to the webcam modeling site that I was on or things of that nature. But it, you know, it is what it is. As we say, tonight I'm eating alone because my boyfriend is at a, you know, it's interesting. Different cultures have different things that they do. And, he's going to a 40 days rosary for this person. So it's someone died, and then they have some sort of get together where all the friends and family get together. I think they pray or something. I'm not a Catholic, so I'm not really sure exactly. Any of my listeners who are Catholics or Catholic adjacent, you could tell me. I mean, I guess Mark could tell me as well. But it's something. And so Mark is at that, and they're providing food. They're doing whatever, I don't know what they do. I guess they pray or something. But whatever they do at this get-together, this service, this meeting, they're going to do that, and then they're going to provide food. And so I am getting my own food, and I'm excited to go. I know this sounds. I'm excited to go get a grilled chicken sandwich and a kale crunch salad or a crunchy kale salad from Chick-fil-A. That is the best salad. Oh my God. I think I've mentioned it before. It is just kale and cabbage with a vinaigrette. Oh, I have mentioned it because Auntie Scott said I said vinaigrette. But it has a dressing, an oil and vinegar based dressing that also has Dijon mustard. There's something sweet in it. I saw a copycat recipe online. I think it's maple syrup. But I don't know if that's what Chick-fil-A specifically uses. But kale is a superfood, right? So that's healthy. I should be eating kale and cabbage. It has some almonds on top of it as well. So good. Anyway, I'm going to get a grilled chicken sandwich. I'm going to get the salad. And I am going to have some. I have to have some sort of starchy, crunchy goodness. So I'm either going to have some fries that I'm going to cook at home in the air fryer because that'll save calories. Or I may just have potato chips or Doritos or something. But I can control the calories easier with that than the waffle fries at Chick-fil-A. Even though I do love fries, I do love just about any fry that you could give me, I love. So I don't know. I haven't decided that yet, but I'm going to do that and just kind of relax until he gets home. That will be perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. So yeah, we finished talking about everything. Nothing else has happened. I had signed up for this BetterUp thing for career coaching, and it is a total scam. They keep your money even if you haven't done the sessions. And I wanted to cancel, and they do not refund your money. So I canceled, but I lost $200 or something. It was horrible. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.